USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccinations in the United States are scheduled to be administered within hours, the largest mass vaccination campaign since polio shots were rolled out in the 1950s. About 145 U.S. hospitals and other sites will receive vaccine doses Monday, followed by 425 on Tuesday and 66 on Wednesday. That's according to General Gustav Perna, Chief Operating Officer of Operation Warp Speed. The U.S. Embassy in Khartoum said Monday that President Trump's administration has removed Sudan from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. Delisting Sudan is also a key initiative for the government in Khartoum to normalize relations with Israel. The two countries have agreed to full diplomatic ties, making Sudan the third Arab state after the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain to move to normalize relations with Israel this year. A bipartisan group of lawmakers will unveil a $908 billion corona relief virus package on Monday. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were several things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Cardinal Wilton Gregory of Washington filed a lawsuit against D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser for her arbitrary and discriminatory restrictions on churches as Christmas approaches. The Bucket Fund for Religious Liberty filed the lawsuit on the Archbishop's behalf. The lawsuit stated these arbitrary restrictions violate the rights of more than 650,000 D.C. area Catholics. The 538 members of the Electoral College are set to meet today in the state capitals across the country to cast their ballots for president and vice president, a defiant President Trump on Fox after the Army-Navy game Sunday.
Nobody can go in and say, oh, congratulations on running a good race. They didn't run a good race. They cheated. They dropped hundreds of thousands of ballots.
Right.
They did things that nobody's ever seen, and we caught them. No judge has had the courage, including the Supreme Court. I am so disappointed in them. No judge, including the Supreme Court of the United States, has had the courage to allow it to be heard.
The late NFL game Sunday saw the Buffalo Bills beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 26-15. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Not everyone is happy, happy, joy, joy over the COVID-19 vaccines. USA Radio News, Jeremy Scott has more.
FDA Chief Stephen Hahn addressed the skepticism on ABC's This Week.
We need to address their fears and concerns. We need to roll this out in a way that provides confidence to people. But we also need to be transparent.
Dr. Francis Collins, director of the NIH, told NBC's Meet the Press he'd like Americans to consider taking the vaccine.
I would like to plead to people to really hit the reset button on whatever they think they knew about this vaccine that might cause them to be so skeptical.
Dr. Monsef Salawi, chief science advisor to Operation Warp Speed, on Fox News Sunday said he's very concerned about the reluctance of many.
We hope that now that all the data is out and available to be discussed in detail, that people will keep their mind open to listen to the data and hopefully agree that this is a very effective and safe vaccine and therefore take it.
From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine goes to the FDA board on Thursday and is expected to also be approved for emergency use. This year's additions to the National Film Registry by the Library of Congress have been announced. The Dark Knight, Shrek, Grease, The Blues Brothers, Lilies of the Field. Christopher Nolan, director of The Dark Knight, said, "This is not only a great honor for all of us who worked on The Dark Knight, this is also a tribute to all the amazing artists and writers who have worked on the great mythology of Batman over the decades." For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.